my name's Peter from the Kennel Panic Podcast, and if anyone's ever listened to the show, you'd realise that I purchased a Raspberry Pi probably about 12 months ago, and at the time I thought I'd use it for home automation, because I run HeyU with the X10 stuff, but then I'm really already doing that on the MythBox, and considering the MythBox is on more or less whenever we're in the house and want to use home automation, well, I thought, well, there's not much real point doing that anyway. And then I thought, I'll put XBMC on it, which I did. And that was fun for the first 15 minutes, just having a muck around with it. But really, over the years, I've sort of got all my TVs, and in each room we each have a sort of laptop that we have XBMC Myth front ends on. So the home entertainment side of things really is pretty well covered with all different netbooks and dedicated Myth front ends for the televisions and projector and all that sort of stuff. So the Pi came out of the cupboard once or twice. I might decide, okay, I'm going to install one of the distributions and try an emulator or something. And I happen to have a 21-inch one or 19, I think it was, sitting in the cupboard. So I thought I'd hook it up to that. I get the urge to do something. But after a while, I got bored of it. So what I thought, one day, I don't know where I got the idea from, but I've always had an old weather station here, which really, it sends a signal back to just a sort of dedicated little monitor that really doesn't do much, just tells you the wind speed and temperature outside and inside and the humidity and rainfall, though the rainfall one stopped working some time ago. Now, as it turned out, we had Jeff Hoagland on the Kernel Panic Podcast, and he's the project leader of Bodhi Linux. And as I was doing a bit of research, I happened to notice that Bodhi Linux is available for the ARM and, the Raspberry Pi. And I thought, okay, I'll grab it and I'll put it on there and I'll have a play around with it. It uses Enlightenment. And we had also interviewed Rasterman, who started the Enlightenment project many years ago. And so I was keen to get and have a play with the new release, Enlightenment 17, which is on Bodhi Linux. Anyway, we had Jeff on and we discussed, Bodhi and all that, and I had set up my Raspberry Pi with it. And once again, it was almost at the time when it was going to go back in the cupboard, and I thought, there must be something I can do with this. And I was looking on eBay, and I came across a weather station that was able to hook up to a computer, and you could download all the information off the weather station, record it on your Windows machine. And I thought, well, if people are doing this in Windows, surely someone's written something where you could do it in Linux. Now, after a bit of searching around, I came across the PiWWS. That's Papa Yankee Whiskey Sierra, which is the Python software for USB wireless weather stations. After going through, just looking around, looking at the pictures, well, a lot of the stations look very similar to the one that I was looking at on eBay. And I thought, well, bugger it, I'll buy it. And I also read that although it does list quite a few weather stations on the Google code page for PiWWS, it also goes on to say that any that use Easy Weather Windows software is probably going to be compatible. And that so happens is what this one I got used. So I thought, bugger it, I'll buy it. It was $99, which is a pretty good price, I thought, because the actual screen it comes with, even if you weren't going to do, hook it up to a Raspberry Pi or, in fact, your Linux computer, you'd be more than happy just to have this screen sitting somewhere that you could go up and page back through all the history. And it records, I think it said, about 2 weeks worth of data. That could be wrong. But if it isn't 2 weeks, it's more than 2 weeks. It might even be as much as a month there it'll hold before the memory fills up and you've got to clear it. There's also, and if you're not into Linux, there's the weather software that came with, Easy Weather, it's pretty average, really. It looks like something that you would have run back in 1995 when you had Windows 95. But there's a project called Cumulus that looks very good. And unfortunately, I tried to get that running in mine, and it ran fine in mine. The actual program did, but you could not connect it to the weather station because the software asked for a COM port. Now, I did read how you do assign COM ports in mine. It's just a simple matter of looking for your device in /dev/USB/HIDDEV0, and you make that link to your Wine Directory /DOS devices/com and 0 or com 1, whatever you want to do. But unfortunately, it still didn't work. But anyway, I did all that, and I still couldn't connect Cumulus to it, which was unfortunate, because I would have liked to have used that on my laptop as the software for this thing. But it does work in VirtualBox, so I suppose that's, you know, better than booting into Windows anyway. So, but as it turns out, that's not what I wanted. What I wanted to be able to do was download the information off the weather station and upload it onto the internet. And that way, you know, if I'm riding along my mower, because I work at a golf course and spend a lot of time, especially this time of year, sitting on the mower, it would be handy to be able to just jump on my phone and just log on to the internet and see, you know, what the weather's doing, what the wind speed is, how hot it is, whatever. I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, rather than sit here and rattle off a bunch of commands and go through every step that I had to do to get high weather station up and running, what I thought, I might just outline a couple of caveats. So in the show notes, I'll put a link to the Colonel Panic Podcast forum where you can go through and just follow a how-to, you know, with all the commands that you need to, or just Google it. I mean, that's all I did. I came across a few places that told you how to do it. The only difference I did was I was using Bode Linux, but Bode, the Raspberry Pi port of Bode is based on Wheezy anyway, so, you know, if you're using Wheezy or Raspbian, I'm sure this would all be very similar. The only thing you have to do first, and this is really the only bit that stuffed me, was because in the repos, some of the things, like in particular, the first one you come across is Siphon, and you're going to say, okay, what the heck is Siphon anyway? Well, Siphon is a compiled language that generates the C Python extension modules. These extension modules can be loaded and used by regular Python code using the import statement. Well, at least that's what Wikipedia says. I really got no idea, but all I did was know that the version in the Bode repos was only versions 15, I think, or something, and that PyWWS wanted version 16, or I should say actually 0.16. And if you have a look at on the internet, well, the latest package is Siphon 0.17.4. So I pull that down, and you have to compile that. Now, the first few times I tried to do it, I come up with an error. And when I read back through the logs, I had absolutely no bloody idea, you know, what it was trying to tell me. Of course, after I do my Googling and I can't find the answer anywhere, I turn to my mate Jay Lindsay, as the Colonel Panic Podcast listeners know him as the J-Man, and I said, go, Jay Lindsay, what the hell's going on here? And I pasted the logs in a paste bin, and Jay Lindsay had a look at it and said, well, that's not telling us a lot. And I thought, well, it's not bloody telling me nothing, that's for sure. But Jay Lindsay was able to find out that a lot of people are having trouble compiling stuff on the Raspberry Pi because they're running out of memory. And as soon as he said that, I bloody remembered reading about this ages ago. And the first thing you have to do, you have to go and start the Raspberry Pi configuration, which is, you know, sudo raspi-config. And you have to go down and look for the memory split, because you're running out of main memory. What you have to do is allocate less memory to the GPU. The default is 64. I reduced it down to 16 and then went and you save that, and you're going to have to reboot. So, you know, make sure you do this first. After that, well, that was really the only problem. After that, I didn't have any trouble compiling any of the stuff I had to do. And keep in mind that my Raspberry Pi is only the 256 meg version, and you probably won't have the same problem if you have the later version anyway, as it has twice the amount of RAM. Now, there's a number of things you have to go through and compile yourself, because the repos will be a bit old. LibUSB was another one. I think in the repos it was version 1, and in this particular instance they're asking for 1.0.9, and also the Siphon HID API, And you got to pull that down from Git. And but like I said, I won't go through all this. I'll put in the forum there, and, you know, a step by step guide that I followed. I followed a couple of people's guides as I was going along. But virtually, it really didn't take too long. I suppose I probably spent about half an hour going through it and doing it. And it would have been a hell of a lot quicker had I not come across that compile error and run out of RAM all the time. And once you get it installed, it's just a simple matter of running the Python test weather station.py. And if all's gone well, you'll get a bunch of numbers, you know, scroll across your screen. And that's virtually telling you that that it is probing your weather station and getting a return of all that data. And then, of course, once you've got all the data, then you have to go and do something with it all. And fortunately, PyWWS comes with a bunch of templates that you can go through, and you can set up the weather config file, or I think it was weather.conf, and you can get this thing to post it on Twitter, you know, every hour or whatever, upload your weather details to Twitter. You could, and I really wasn't interested in doing that. You can also upload it to the Weather Underground, which is pretty cool. From what I understand, I really hadn't looked at Weather Underground before, but and actually Jay Lindsay told me that who bought it? Weather Zone. The Weather Channel just bought it, actually. It's a pretty popular site from what I understand, and actually it looks pretty good. But anyway, so you can upload it to Weather Underground, or in my particular instance, I just wanted to upload it to weather.kernelpanicogcast.net. And once again, and it's typically there's a few things you can upload, like you know, 24-hour. It just makes a PNG of like the charts and graphs that you can, or that it generates, like a 24-hour full featured PNG, which gives you your humidity, temperature, and dew point in one of the charts, and under that you've got your wind speed, which is gust and average. Then it's got wind direction, which is plotted across a graph, just with north, west, south, east, and so on. Rainfall. Unfortunately, we haven't had much of that here where I am at the moment, which is a bit sad. And pressure in hectopascals. And you can change it. The default was for wind speed and had to be in miles per hour, but it's not hard to go in and change to kilometers per hour. Once again, I'll just put a link to the different charts you can have. You can have a 7-day chart, a monthly chart. I really haven't played with all of them yet because I've only had this thing running for about 4 days, so I haven't gathered a hell of a lot of information. But anyway, for those of you who have a Raspberry Pi sitting up in the cupboard and really don't have much to do with it, I think you could do a lot worse than to go and spend the $99. And I'm sure if you look around, you can find it cheaper too. You know, you might get out of it for, you know, $50 or $60. And I think it's $50 or $60 well spent on one of these weather stations. So they're pretty good considering. But anyway, thanks for listening. And like I said, fair income, do yourself a favor, and you won't go too far wrong. Okay, see you later.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.